Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 56 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Friday, November 18th. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
A big welcome back. Where the hell you been? Welcome back, unpaid intern Jose.
Thank you guys having me back. Happy to be back. It's been a while.
Dude, we were worried about you for a little bit.
I was listening to the show while in Vegas. made it back home, obviously. And yeah, I got my gambling itch taken care of, and I think I'm good for a while.
So you're like, not gambling anymore?
No, I fell off the wagon yesterday. Fell off the wagon, yeah. So
when did you come back from Vegas?
About 2 weeks ago. So yeah, used Barstool Sportsbook, and probably close that out tonight or tomorrow.
So a while for Jose is just like a week and a half.
Dude. Yeah, that's like an age. Yep. Ages.
I'll probably hit up the boat tomorrow though too. So.
Guys, big big miss you to Dalladale and Sammy Stats. Life is busy. So boys aren't gonna be with us this week. Maybe next week. Maybe next week all four of us will be back together. We could take these Malort shots. But again, it wouldn't be right.
No.
Are we double or nothing?
We
for
have
sure?
to now.
Can we just speak for the boys?
The Packers are bad.
Yeah, Packers are bad.
We might actually have a chance. You know, when I made that bet, you know, it was really just to delay the inevitable.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Well, when I offered that, I was like, you know, I'll just be charitable to these guys, you know, give them an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just like, fuck. How many points are you guys going to spot me?
Yeah. So. You will need it. Guys, so yeah, episode 56. Let's get into it. Boys. How the hell are we doing?
Doing pretty great.
Jake, how was your hunting trip?
Pretty good. A lot has actually happened since I last saw you guys. I went to a Paramore concert at the Chicago Theater.
Nice.
Incredible.
Okay.
Followed that up with that hunting trip. Incredible. And I came home with the dog. Incredible.
Incredible.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I came home from the hunting trip with a dog.
Like a wild dog?
So the seed was kind of planted back in the spring when I went up. So I hunt on a cattle ranch in the middle northern part of Nebraska in a town called Valentine. Hunting on a cattle ranch out there.
That sounds like Western.
So in the spring we go up there to do cattle branding.
Okay.
Which is kind of like a little bit of work to kind of justify, you know, getting the free stay for the hunt and everything like that, right? So in the spring, they had this one dog who I think is so sweet, but it's a cattle ranch dog, so it just kind of like lives outside, you know, comes into the porch in the winter to sleep and everything. But I kind of was like, I love this dog in the spring, and they're like, take her. I was like, I wasn't really prepared to take a dog back in the spring, right? So the seed was kind of planted then, and then it came to fruition here.
No
in the
shit.
Fall.
That's
what's awesome. Her name?
9-year-old golden retriever border collie mix. Her name is Jeffy.
That's a great name.
That's a
Jeffy is a great name. Mm-hmm.
Dude, and she's pretty.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Pretty dog.
Is Sasha real jealous now?
Sasha has actually been surprisingly okay with the whole thing. Which she's used to dogs, but it is different when like one is now sleeping in your bed.
How's Jeffy been with the move?
Pretty good. I think a little disoriented. Again, lived on a giant open range for her entire 9-year life. So suburbia is a little different.
A little different.
But I am in country suburbia, so I think that does help.
It's better than like Naperville.
Exactly.
Here's your 50-foot wide backyard.
Yep.
Have a great time.
Hunting trip, though, was a lot of fun. We spent 6 or 7 days up there. Just every morning, every night, going out to hunt. I did get one for myself. And then, so my brother, it's his first time going on this trip.
Shout out Chef Trev.
Shout out Chef Trevor. He, on like day 3, was in a position, you know, to shoot. And so we did this whole thing. We watched for these deer. We put a little stalk on them. Got up to this high point, and Trevor's using a gun that he's never used before. He's using the owner's rifle, right? And it's got like this bipod. So this one doe is just out in this open plain all alone. We're in some trees, hard to explain, but essentially this doe's out there, and Trevor, we're on top of this hill, busts out this bipod and gets down like he's a fucking Navy SEAL sniper. He's like laying on the ground. Okay. And he scopes in this doe, and I'm standing behind him just watching. I'm like, I'm going to watch my brother take, like, get his first deer on his first hunt, right? All of a sudden, this buck comes sprinting across at this doe, and I'm standing behind there. He can't see it because he's one eye through his scope looking at just a picture of the one deer. And I'm watching this from above, and I don't really say anything because I'm like, he's going to shoot. And he kind of keeps waiting. I'm like, motherfucker, like, he's about to shoot two deer at once. And so this doe this buck comes running up. He shoots, and I think he shot directly in between them as they were maybe 6 inches apart. Because all I saw was a cloud of smoke or like a cloud of dust around them, and they both jumped and ran. It was insane.
Shout out that buck.
It was crazy.
A lifesaver.
Yep. It was one of the craziest things I'd ever seen. I couldn't believe it. Looking for one, almost got two, walked away with none.
Jose, awesome. Do you hunt?
I don't know how you guys do that.
Like, I can't either.
How many attempts did he have to actually shoot like a doe or buck?
Over the weekend. We had a lot of attempts.
Okay. Because it sounded like that was his first attempt in 3 days, and I don't know if I can like not do anything it was, for three so days.
It's like fishing.
Yeah, it was his first because he kind of like just observed the first 2 days, you know, try to figure it out like kind of what was going on. So he really only had like 2 days worth of attempts.
I'd feel so bad too, man. Like, I cried watching Bambi, and I don't think I have the heart in me.
I don't have the heart in me to kill, and like, and I understand, especially like hunting deer. I don't agree with, like, you know, there's hunting for sport, and then like there's hunting for sport as assholes. Like, yes. I'm not hunting giraffes.
Yes.
I'm not hunting like rhinos or shit like that. But like, you know, if it was like a deer or something and like overpopulation and it's helpful.
Yeah.
But just me physically, like, who am I?
I just cry on the ride back.
Who am I to kill this? Plus, who am I to kill this?
I do pay a lot of money to do it, and all that money goes to nature conservation.
Gotcha.
So
you're helping get rid of the deer, and
yeah, it's not all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's not bad, but it's like it's
necessary too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever gone fishing and like kept the fish?
This
is a
hunting
podcast.
It's
just that on a bigger scale.
Jake, would you do a hunting
podcast?
We've
jumped on, yeah.
If you were other podcasts.
We do our own hunting
show. It's like a hockey podcast. When we start to branch out, and Jake will just do like the hunting podcast, the wild outdoors podcast. Did you guys watch UFC 281?
Yes.
How fucking incredible was that?
I was
card?
Not able to.
Hand up.
But I saw the highlights.
Hand up. And sorry to paid intern Swolmar. Yes. We weren't able to get him in
Gucci
last
shoes.
Week. To
Gucci shoes.
He's doing all right. But we weren't able to get him in last week. Just busy with the Bears ones. But next couple UFC cards, we'll make sure to get Omar back here. Honestly, we saved our livers.
We are eternally grateful.
We saved our livers. We are eternally grateful. Guys, UFC 281 was fantastic. Like, that Izzy fight. Shout out Omar for telling this to us months ago now.
Yep.
That Paeo was basically like, he was just on a fuck you path just to ruin Adesanya's like time again.
Dude, the weigh-ins when he came in.
Oh, with that, the full
with
fucking
the full
tribal.
Fucking,
oh, my
dude,
God.
I was like, this guy's going to fucking
headdress.
Murder someone.
That dude looks like a Stone Cold killer. And that dude shows no emotion.
None.
He just like handled the reigning champ, went 5 rounds with him, like knocks him out in the 5th round. And just like you would think most people like crying, pumped, excited. Business.
That flurry of punches too. Oh, my God.
Dude, Izzy was out on his feet.
Combination after combination. It was fucking sick.
Izzy was out on his feet. That Wei Li fight was awesome. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for guys like Frankie Edgar on that card. Because it's like, man, poor Frankie.
And we grew up watching Frankie,
yeah,
too.
Dude.
So
that's why it's so hard. Because I'm like, poor
that
Frankie.
Old guy gets beat by young guy?
Pretty much.
And like young guy that's not even like that good young guy. He's not like the next upcoming thing. It's just old guy doesn't have it that much.
I didn't hear his wife this time. Did you? No. Frankie Edgar's wife is... all of the time.
And the man got knocked out a lot towards the back of his career. So you just... Oh, no!
you could always hear her.
That's incredible.
Oh my God,
but
dude.
It was a great card.
That was good. So Jose, you're back from Vegas then, and how was all your time in Vegas? Fun times.
Next year I'm gonna be living pretty much in Vegas
was it
for the month of November.
What?
Yeah.
You're just going to drop this on us right now?
Yeah. So I have, I went for a trade show.
Okay.
And it turns out next November I have 3 trade shows. And then my boss secured us tickets for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. So
you're going to that without us.
Yeah.
You fucking.
Yeah. But the boys are going to Montreal.
Hey.
To go watch the Montreal Grand Prix with our buddy Jan. But yeah, was in Vegas. First time I played Texas Hold'em. Besides our cash game that we had a few months
like
ago.
In a casino. Okay. How was that? I've always wanted to, but I'm very scared.
Dude, so we had some people from Malaysia come over, and they were like, yeah, we want to watch you play poker. And I was like, no, it's going to be really, really boring. And so I just like got into a tournament thinking I'd be like out really quickly so we can just go fucking drink. Won that tournament. And then and then so I was like, okay, these guys left me, so I just joined another one. I finished second and split that one with someone. We just fought to split the pot. Then I went to a cash game. Met the owner of the Riverside Pizza place in Montgomery. Just out of nowhere, he and his buddies were there.
Good God. You live like a mile from that place.
And I met the owner there. Made like 150 on that cash game. So
K. 150K.
Yeah.
So what's the entry for these?
The tournaments, these were like smaller sit and goes. I think they're like $85.
And how long it take you?
3.5 hours, I think. So like I was playing,
like, dude, holy shit, hunting. You just went like 9 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I think I was there for 7 days. I must have spent at least 45, 50 hours playing poker.
Good Fuck. God, man.
Yeah. On a work trip.
On a work trip, dude. It was so much fun. I can't wait.
That's insane.
And then, I'm going to go tomorrow to the boat.
And play poker.
I just
poker?
Have this itch now.
Oh,
man.
God.
I have to keep playing poker. So we'll see if I can.
We've lost him.
I've lost the sports book betting, but I'm fully committed to the cards.
You just advanced to like 200 level like gambling addict.
Yep.
Now you're going to a facility to enable yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I'm excited. I am pumped.
Guys, if you could, in like as little words as possible, explain to somebody like me who doesn't know. What is FTX?
Oh,
why is Larry David going to jail?
You're taking money.
Then we'll move on. Edit this part out and we'll move on. Guys, let's get into some voicemails, right? We got a couple voicemails from some people.
Wait.
What?
I wanted to take that opportunity real quick to ask you, are you going to take back your not that guy of Jim Irsay now that Jeff Saturday has walked all over the Raiders?
Good for Jeff Saturday. My not that guy was Jim Irsay. It wasn't Jeff Saturday, bro. I'm totally confident, bro, in my life, bro, as a man, bro. Like, I know myself, bro. I'm good. I'm a leader of men, bro. I worked out with Hall of Famers, bro. 4 of them, bro. You don't think I know and learned anything, bro?
Fucking love Jeff.
Jeff Saturday. Good for Jeff Saturday, man. Jim Irsay's a lunatic. Right, that's my beef.
Okay,
you can't just be a lunatic and be rich. That's still, especially when you got fans and everything like that. Like
they're all lunatics.
They're all yeah.
That's how they got there.
We're all lunatics. That is absolutely true. Jim Irsay has a fucking just traveling museum that he basically, guys. Jim Irsay, it's Jim Irsay and the traveling like sports museum or something like that. What? He literally goes places. They were at Navy Pier a couple months ago. Takes like all these different sports memorabilia things, like robes that Muhammad Ali wore.
Whoa.
Like Michael Jordan, like Game 7, like shoes worn, Jimi Hendrix guitars, the guitar that Prince played at so-and-so, all this crazy music and sports memorabilia. He owns all this shit, and he just flexes on people, and he goes to your favorite city, and he just does a pop-up
Muhammad
museum.
Muhammad Ali's robe might be one of the coolest pieces of merch that I didn't think existed.
Yeah. It's dude, and there's like sport, there's like music things too. And Jim Irsay takes that shit too. It's just the biggest flex. You want to see my shit? Pay me $25. I'll let you come walk around McCormick Place and you could just come see all my shit.
He's living the life that I want. Just be absolutely fucking wealthy, own a franchise, and just be in a band with your buds. Give your best friends jobs too. Like, good for him, man.
Yeah.
Eccentric billionaire.
It's like Lieutenant Dan from
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump has his own band called the Lieutenant Dan Band. It's awesome.
That's really good. That's really good.
Guys, they tour.
Anything else on Vibe Check that you guys want to do right now?
No, I'm good.
Let's get into these voicemails then. So,
am I playing them?
Yeah, play them, Producer Jake.
Okay.
I thought he was ready.
No, entertain the folks.
We'll entertain the folks. Okay, guys, I'm good. Go. Okay, shit.
Yeah, that was quick. Good job, Jake.
Hey there, cousin Jimmy calling in, long time listener, first time caller.
How you doing?
I don't know how to keep it.
Yeah, I had an anonymous tip come through. That got...
Clap.
Yeah, hey there, cousin Jimmy calling in, long time listener, first time caller.
How you doing?
Yeah, I had an anonymous tip come through that you guys were going to have Jose on the pod. So I just want to give a quick message to the guy. I know it's not our beef, but, you know, you seem like a good guy. You know, we can agree to disagree. We can still be friends. I just want to set the record straight. There's no beef. You know, I'm still going to come at you for your team. You can come at me for my team. But, you know, it's all love, brother. You know, hope you guys have a rest of the good season. Quick question for the boys. Now that we're, you know, halfway through the regular season, how are we feeling about Super Bowl contenders? Let the people know.
That was very wholesome.
That was very wholesome.
It was real wholesome.
I was expecting so much more there.
From getting bullied on Twitter to that message.
They bully you on Twitter, dude. They bully Jose on Twitter. I report them. Bully.
Do you guys have Super Bowl predictions?
I would have told you it was the Bulls up until this Josh Allen elbow injury, and everybody's talking about his turnover issues, and he does have the turnover issues.
Yeah,
but
I think
the team's
Bulls
still really good.
Chance.
The Bills.
Are the
Bulls.
Eagles frauds?
Bills. Did I say
yeah,
Bulls?
You said
fucking Bulls, man. The Bills.
Are the Eagles frauds?
I don't think they are.
Are the Vikings legit?
Who's more fraudulent at 8-1? Like the Eagles or the Vikings?
I mean,
I guess I'll spin that. Who do you put more faith
so
in?
I want to say the Vikings because Kirk Cousins, but the Eagles have had, I guess, a weak schedule, people are saying. It's tough. I guess the Eagles might be more fraudulent.
The Eagles did beat the Vikings, though, too. It was week two, though, so everybody's like, everybody's changed. But, I mean, both teams look pretty fucking good.
Yeah. That looks like your inevitable matchup and probably what won't happen because that's how it always works. But, like, Vikings and Eagles in the NFC and then, like, Chiefs, Bills in the AFC.
I think that's
nobody
that's
else really.
Right.
That's kind of the four that have stood out.
I think Buffalo goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one.
Next voicemail. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy.
Love you.
Yeah, this is Greg Fitzberg. Been listening to the podcast for quite a while, and this is my first time calling in.
Let's go.
I heard Jose, the Packers fan, is on, and I just gotta let him know he's a real piece of shit.
Oh, no.
He's a root for a drug addict. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, what are we gonna do about the kids? They're idolizing a drug addict. Someone's got to check that guy into rehab. And, you know, your franchise is a fucking mess. I don't know if you know this. You guys are doomed. Jordan Love's a Mormon.
Doomed.
He can't throw the ball more than 16 yards in a game. He's trash. You guys are out of cap space. And by the way, your owner's fat. He's fat. And I don't know what kind of franchise you guys run, but if any fucking pigeon off the street with $16 and a Big Mac can buy a piece of your team, I don't know what to tell you. You're trash. But love the boys, and Jose, you suck.
What a contrast to the first voicemail.
So that was that was Greg.
What was his name?
Greg Fitzberg.
I'm assuming that's
yeah, Greg
good
Fitzberg.
Job, cousin Jimmy.
Greg Fitzberg.
Greg Fitzberg.
All right.
And he's like chuckling in the back. Like, Greg Fitzberg. What's funny is you could still hear cousin Jimmy in some of that voicemail. Like, check him into rehab.
All right, and no, I don't know. I haven't listened to this one yet, but number three. Nope. Wait.
Hey, this is Chuck Pasquale. I've been a long-time listener, just calling in for the first time here. Hey, I just got to say, you know, that Aaron Rodgers guy is a real piece of shit. You know, and everybody's been talking a lot of shit lately, but that dude has less touchdowns and more interceptions than Justin Fields. So, honestly, A-Rod is mid at best, for real. Fuck that guy. Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bears.
This is a setup. This is a fucking setup.
Buddy, we just got those today.
I don't even think they knew you were coming on either.
I don't know how they knew you were coming on.
I mean, they're not wrong, right?
That was awesome.
Is a
$16 and a Big Mac.
Aaron Rodgers is actually a colossal piece of shit.
What about the kids?
Drug addict.
He's rehab. Check him into rehab. Guys, if you want to ever leave us a voicemail, call one of the boys. You can email us at thebareminimumpodcast on Gmail. You can also just send us an audio file. Any way that you want to get a hold of us, but we'll play anything. We'll have a good time. Guys, any other voicemails, anything, sponsors, nothing, then let's get into a recrap of the Bears line.
But a good recrap.
No.
You want to do this again? No?
I'm not good with this one, right?
I don't hate it.
I do hate it because I think that it's kind of important. Like, I'm okay with, like, I can convince myself that, like you're saying, this is good for the Bears. And yeah, in the grand scheme of things, now you're like top six, and like if the season ended today, you know you pick sixth or whatever. You're 3-7. You're really solidifying yourself as one of the worst teams in the league.
Yep.
But like, dude, this is 2 weeks. This is two, and you almost like you out-Lionsed the Lions in this game. You give up 14 points in the fourth quarter. Like you lose 31-30 in a game that you should have won. Like, it's just not – at what point do you ask your favorite football team to win some of these games? I know we're not trying to win, but this is a winnable game that I think is important for those young guys, for Justin Fields to be able to know, hey, like, ball in my hands, end of the game, fourth quarter with a chance to win, and I can do it. And so far this season, he hasn't. I'm not trying to be a meathead about it, but it's just – I would have liked to see a win there.
If you win that game, you come away feeling – fantastic. I know there's a lot of takeaways from that game. I've never seen a fan base as happy
that
as
is
you guys have been to lose.
True. If we won the game, I wouldn't have been disappointed. Like, oh man, we shouldn't have won that game. Like, we should have another draft pick or whatever.
Yeah.
He did have moments, though, where you felt like, so after that pick six, I was like, oh, fuck.
Ugly pick six.
And then to immediately go back, have that fucking ridiculous run and flip the tables again.
Another one.
I mean, you hope to see it happen in the final drive of the game, but he showed glimpse that he actually can, you know, bounce back fairly quickly and be effective. So, yeah, congratulations on the loss.
Quarterly model.
Well, and to your quarterly model to this point, Jake, like, I think the second, right, this is the second quarter right now? No, this is...
We are in the third quarter.
We're in the third quarter. So the success that you saw in the second and what you've seen in the third so far, this is Justin Fields. Like, Justin Fields is going to be your future at this point.
This is nice.
And now it's time to start surrounding him with pieces and really spend. And that's where we get into it. Like, we talk about the $110 million in cap space and eight draft picks coming up, and you're totally overhauling this offense and this defense and this whole roster in general to build something around Justin Fields. And now you know for sure, like, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, look at Jalen Hurts. Look at Josh Allen. Like, year three. You like they got Stephon Diggs for Josh Allen. They went and got A.J. Brown for Jalen Hurts. Year three, stud wide receiver. Like, if you get those weapons, all of a sudden your quarterback is that much better.
Yeah, I mean, you guys already traded for Chase Claypool. You have Darnell Mooney, who I think is there for like another two more years. And that six, so. I mean, you're not going to draft a quarterback anymore.
Nope.
You can get someone like a Jackson Smith, Nick Jigba out of OSU, so... I mean, that offense is going to look pretty good. Who's to say they aren't going to trade and make a big signing in the free agency market as well, too? So
you could even trade back.
You
something
could trade
that
back.
Ryan Poles hasn't been afraid to do at this point. Like, trust your board, trust your process. And, dude, if you continue to lose games and you're sitting with a top five pick, you almost expect them to move back.
Yeah.
Like, acquire more capital, overhaul this roster that way. With all that being said, guys, I still think that this is a game that, like, I think it's good for your team to win these games. And yeah, maybe like to us, great, because we're stepping macro. But like, that does things for those guys in that locker room. And that does things for like you as fans. Like, the rest of your Sunday, you didn't watch a loss. You watched a W. And I don't know. It's just, I would like to see those be wins. But
I just don't think this young team is at a point where it's dejecting. So I really think they can just bounce back from this and know that they're getting better, and you know, better things are on the horizon. Sure, they want to win, but I don't think it breaks them right now that you lost that game.
It's the how long does it, like, kind of like what Jose was getting at too. Like, yeah, it's weird to almost celebrate a loss, but like, because we look so – because this offense, really it's the offense.
Yes.
And let's get into some of the offense. Because the offense looks so different and looks so good, something that we haven't been used to for years and years of fandom. Like, because the loss – because the offense is good, the loss is like – you can stomach it a little more. Mm-hmm. But, like, how long does that happen before then you start losing these games? And it's like, the fuck, man?
There's also a lot of that goes into, too, because you guys are seeing things that you guys haven't seen in a while. Like, you're actually seeing a coaching staff that is tailoring their play calling towards their talent. Like, there's no way this happens with the regime of previous, you know?
Yeah.
Letting Justin Fields be as athletic as he does and emphasis on, like, getting out of the pocket and creating all those plays. And Getsy's just doing all the right things for being – for the lack of talent you guys have on the offensive side – you guys are scoring quite a lot of points. It's beyond effective. You know, obviously, who this type of the running that we're seeing from Justin Fields probably isn't sustainable. I mean, 150 yards per game is a lot. But you're seeing all the right things for this offense. And if they had a semblance of a defense, you could win maybe three of those games over this last seven-game stretch. So a lot of things to be happy about if you're a Bears fan.
It's very fun.
Yeah, and it starts with Justin Fields, guys. Offensively, it was just fantastic. It's a 12 of 20 through the air, but again, like 167 yards through the air, but another 13 carries and 147 yards. Two touchdowns throwing, two touchdowns rushing.
Three touchdowns throwing. That pick six.
Oh, yeah. True.
Well done. It starts with Justin. Like, it starts with Justin every single time, and you just hope that they, like, surround him with talent. But that's what you want to see. You've seen him make these steps towards, like, now being what? Like, I'm not playing here. Like, last couple weeks he's been, what, a top five quarterback? If he keeps this up, is he – I mean, have you guys heard, like, Dan Orlovsky, like, rumblings of, like, MVP?
That's excessive just because we're such a bad team.
Yeah, you can't have so an MVP can't. On a 3-7 right. team.
But he could potentially break Lamar's rushing record.
Justin is what everybody wanted Trey Lance to be. He is just
– imagine being a Niners fan right now.
The fucking heartbreak, man.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it's impressive what he's doing with that little talent – on the offensive end. Cole Kmet, too. Good for Cole Kmet, man.
Is Cole Kmet a top three tight end in the league? Okay, fine. Give me four tight ends that are better than Cole Kmet right now. Kelsey.
Andrews. Pitts.
Are you sure?
I just think that he's Darren held Waller. Back.
Are you sure?
Dallas Goedert.
Are you sure?
I think Dallas Goddard's better. Bobby Tonyan.
You're not sure. But so what I'm getting at, obviously you guys get my bit here, is like, dude, Cole Kmet has had this total revival of, like, this is now who I am. Like, the chemistry with Justin Fields is really nice. He had a couple catches, another two touchdown game. He's just fantastic. Like, he's played like you've hoped this big, like, tight end university pass catching tight end is going to play.
And what a safety valve for him too, right? Yep. Just knowing that he's always going to be there, someone you could rely on. So good for him.
Was a little worried on the offensive side. It's a little concerning, but whatever, it's really too early to tell. Like, Chase Claypool's usage was down, I believe, like 30-40%. He was probably one catch, 8 yards.
Yeah,
he wasn't in much.
We'll just have to quarterly model. It's early.
Like that.
I mean, wide receiver is really hard to get integrated into a team after getting traded in the middle of the season.
Well, especially something like this complex of an offense, at least kind of how it looks on tape and, like, on TV.
He's also a really good run blocker.
Yeah.
He's a big motherfucker.
That's why St. Brown gets so much run, too. That guy's good on the run, too. But
the parallels between this year's Bears and last year's Eagles, it's crazy. You know, a lot of the criticism for Hurts was that he was always escaping the pocket really early if he couldn't get his first read. And that he had someone like Devonta Smith there who wasn't being taken advantage of. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, everything happens next year and you see someone like Chase Claypool make a huge leap and the entire offense just begins to flurry, as much as I hate it.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I'm really fucking jealous.
Guys, on the defensive side of the ball, it's Sanborn season.
It is, in fact, Sanborn season. I didn't believe it, but here we are in Sanborn season.
Dude, like every that was other a
crazy game.
White middle linebacker to play for the boys. It's just
another
good one. We just
have to pray that wasn't the Jack Sanborn game.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you want to see more of it. But from what everybody says, like, what you hear.
Got a football player.
That guy is a baller.
He's got a football player.
12 tackles, like, 9 solos. He would have had that pick last game or 2 games ago.
Yeah, that was last game.
Was it last game?
Called by a bad penalty.
Don't get me started on those guys. The refs were terrible again for the Bears. And it works out for the Bears, but that was brutal. Yeah, guys, like, Sanborn's good. This is what you want to see on the defensive side of the ball. You want to just know that, like, here are some guys that you might be able to take with you to this next step. Like, build around these guys. And as crazy as it sounds, like, maybe he is not Brian Urlacher. Nobody's saying that. But, like, if he's a good quality depth piece, if he could be one of your middle linebackers there, like, great. Like,
and but what if he is Brian Urlacher?
I would be lying if I said that, like, I didn't think maybe. Then I have to calm my ass down. But another guy that hasn't impressed me so far, and you're looking to see stuff out of him, a guy like Jalen Johnson. I know he's been dealing with nagging injuries, and I get it. Like, especially when the defensive line, when you're front 7, you're not getting much pressure. Like, so these guys are basically out on an island there, covering these routes that, like, are just never ending routes, it must feel like. But, like, he could be due for big money here soon. I would just like to see a little more, like to see some productivity, like to see some turnovers. And it's just the whole defense is bad, so I'm not worried too much about it. But stand out, you know,
a couple stops and you're winning 2-3 more games. A
couple stops, a couple flags, couple better special teams.
You guys have gotten hosed a lot recently with the officiating.
Yeah, let's talk about that now. Like, this is a couple, and it's worked out in our favor, so that's fine. But, like, fuck me, man, these are some brutal officiating misses and calls that we've seen 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah,
and, like, it's costing games, and not just on the Bears. Like, you're seeing it across the league in big games. That Thursday night game last night, another big PI missed call. It's
there's a huge holding call that fucking sent me raging. It was like a 3rd and, like, I think 12. Quay Walker clearly gets held. It fucking spins like a ballerina. Called nothing. They complete like a 40-yard pass. It's tough. Like, it's a tough job being an official. But fuck, man, these really terrible calls that they've had recently, especially with the NFC North teams. It's just disheartening.
Well, and acknowledge that it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, as the league and, like, as the
say union, you need help.
Yeah, and it's Sky okay. Judge. It's okay to need help.
Yep.
Like, it's okay to not be okay. Like, it's okay to introduce technology and things like that into this part of the sport.
Yeah.
Why can't you? Why can't you go back and you can review that? You review other plays. You review penalties. You can do things like that.
Yeah.
Why can't we review if this was? You should be able to challenge things. If it affects the outcome of the game, why can't we look at this?
Or at least take some accountability. Like, with the NBA, you actually have them come back, like, the following day saying the officials missed this call. Fuck up on our end. Sorry about that. NBA comes out with those statements almost every single day. We will never see that from the NFL.
No.
Never. Which would be nice if they did, because even if you lost, if you can't go back and reverse that game, at least you know that it isn't our entire fault, you know, that they fucked up, and at least they're being responsible with it. Well, or at least they're holding themselves accountable,
and that they just acknowledge it. Yeah, exactly. That they acknowledge that it's possibly affecting games, and it's something that, like, they're actively trying to get better. But if they don't say anything, it almost comes off as, like, arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, it's just like pompous. Every sport besides the major four has a quality review system.
The big four, the money makers. You like chaos? Chaos. Guys, anything else on this Bears-Lions game? I kind of want to move.
Special teams were bad.
Special teams are always bad.
Bad extra point and then a bad kickoff.
And just the worst time. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
There's going to be a race in the NFC North to see who finishes last.
You think it's the Bears?
I don't know, man. It might be the Packers.
I think
it could be
the Bears.
Because it's going to matter, too, with scheduling next year.
Yeah.
See who gets the easier schedule, so... Lions are bad, Bears are bad, Packers are bad. It's going to be interesting in the next few weeks.
Guys, let's move on, right? Let's get into a little bit of Bears nuggets, right? A couple things that have happened during the week and we got to talk about. Big one is that Khalil Herbert's dead. Not dead.
He's basically done for the season.
I think
he won't be back till week 15 or something.
And at that point, there's no point.
Why? Yeah.
In a lost season. I didn't see the play when he got hurt.
I didn't see it either. Nope. Totally missed it. They brushed over that one.
Did he?
It was at the end of the game.
Yeah. So I didn't see him get hurt. Another day of Velus Jones.
They said it was the last kickoff.
Oh, was it the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they totally wouldn't have seen it. Mm-hmm. I mean, David Montgomery is now going to get a bunch of run. Run him into the ground and then let him go get paid somewhere else.
Good luck.
They are not paying him. Did you guys see the Graziano thing about possibly like the Bears looking at Saquon Barkley next year, paying big money for...
I just don't believe that I'll ever get to see one of those acquisitions. It's never the Chicago team.
It could be the Chicago team.
But it's not. At least my teams.
I don't know if I...
Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Saquon Barkley. I guess we did get Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I was going to say, that Mack one was big.
That was crazy.
We got Carlos Boozer.
Because he was like...
I was going to say LeBron James.
LeBron James.
We got Chris Bosh. Dwayne Wade.
We
did get Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
We got Rip Hamilton like 2 years after we were supposed to get
that
Rip Hamilton.
That fucking free throw.
God, dude.
I just don't know... You guys know my train of thought. Like, I don't pay running backs.
The league, I think, has learned. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's like 18. You're going to pay Saquon like 18, 20 million. I'd rather pay that to, like, not that much, but I'd rather pay a fraction of that to Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. That's actually a really good call because he's going to be available.
He's going to be available. Yeah. Or at that point, re-sign David Montgomery for much less than what you're going to pay those top end guys.
Yeah,
if you can get it, then great. But you're not spending big money on quarterbacks,
dude. But how exciting would that offense be with Saquon? Oh, dude,
that'd be
pretty sick,
spicy.
Yeah, and you'd still have money. You'd still have so much money. I'm gonna say a statement here.
Okay,
this is a hot take. I think you need to fire Matt Eberflus at the end of the year. Because I think you need to hire Luke Getsy as your head coach this year.
So are you already worried that he's going to get poached?
100%. I think you need...
Bold fucking move.
I think that... And this is a big boy business. You put your big boy pants on. And this is something that I do not believe that Virginia McCaskey George... None of them are signing off on this.
That would be the most cutthroat thing Ryan Poles could do.
They are. Yes, exactly. If Ryan Poles, and I bet you he's had this thought, like there's no way you haven't, but this offense looks so good. And Justin Fields looks so good that you are almost at a point where you're worried about losing Luke Getsy.
It's a legitimate fear now.
It has to be. If you're a Bears fan, you have to be worried about losing Luke Getsy at the end of this year.
That's pretty fucking spicy.
It's very alarming. That is.
I think you have to. Thank you, Matt, for your time. We will pay you the rest of your... I don't think they would ever agree to like a flip because he's a defense. Yeah.
Oh, you're the head coach now.
Here. This is your office now, and this is your office now. Like, because he's a defensive guy, it would never work like that.
Matt, you're fired. But I do have an opening as OC.
But like, dude, I just think that you can't afford to lose Luke Getsy. If this is what this offense looks like in a Getsy offense with a bunch of veteran minimum guys... With a bunch of guys that are practice squad players.
TikTok stars.
What does this offense look like with money spent and like good people at these positions?
I like where your head's at. I do enjoy a good bit of chaos. And that would be a good bit of chaos right there.
I'm sorry, Matt. Love you. The floose is loose. We need to set the floose loose. Put it on a shirt. Guys, I think that's basically it. Let's do a little look ahead, right? We look ahead to... A matchup with the Atlanta Falcons. You were in Atlanta on Sunday. The Bears open up as 3-point dogs because we're in Atlanta. Still a little surprising. Totals 49, and then I believe Bears are 130 straight up on the money line. What are we looking at?
Another opportunity to win.
That's what I think.
Do you guys want to win this game?
No.
You don't?
No.
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't mind winning.
I'll take a
another like a 30-point loss.
Like a 35-30 loss.
Just another one.
Fucking shootout.
This is going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be, like, the Falcons score
What's
points.
The over?
49.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points,
That's
guys.
A lot of points.
That's a lot of points. With that number trending up, like, that thing has just been climbing. I think it opened at, like, 47.5 or something like that.
Both defenses are rough.
Very, very rough.
And the Falcons are playing better than everybody expected this year. And the Bears' offense just can't be stopped.
Aren't they falling off a little bit, though, the last, like,
they haven't,
games?
But they've also been playing tougher opponents as well.
Cordarrelle Patterson's back, too. He's back from injury. And then, last week.
Cordarrelle Patterson revenge game.
He's a little upset about his usage there. So, you know, they're going to get him involved this week, especially against his old team. Drake London, Kyle Pitts,
Marcus Mariota.
Man. A lot of points are going to be scored. And that's why, again, this offense looks good.
Again, I'll be okay if we score 30 and lose. If that happens, I'm not going to be mad.
Yeah. And I just want to see, like,
I'll be mad if we win, like, 10-7. Like, what the fuck is this?
Agreed.
Either bury them or win big or lose big. Like, in a big way.
Yeah, lose with a butt. Yeah. Hit 60 total.
Hey, alternate 60.
Alternate total.
Alternate 60. We should. Because that bet's hit.
I gave that one for...
And that's played 2 weeks in a row now.
It has. Alternate 60.
Just ride that bad boy.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's fucking do it.
All right, for sure. And then just put the ball in David Montgomery's gut 20 times. Just do it.
Can I ask you guys a question about Fields, though?
Right.
Are you guys worried about how many touches he's getting?
Dude, that hit he laid for that touchdown run, that first one.
Yeah.
He trucked the guy.
He gave that guy a concussion. He buried him.
I'm not worried. I'm worried about most of my favorite players when they step on a court. It's like, you just worry that they're ever going to get hurt.
This is a death is inevitable situation. You got to let the boy play football. That's it. Let the guy go.
Yeah. Just
if that's his game,
let
him play his game.
Yeah.
That's just all you got to do.
Well, and it's not like Jake said on that play, like, he gets into the end zone and Justin lowers the shoulder. Yeah. How many times do you see quarterbacks scramble, get out of the pocket, and then they're the ones on the receiving end of this, like, fucking death blow and, like, head off, like, arms all stiff? And no, dude, like, Justin Fields, like, crushed this guy. Justin Fields is 6'3 and 235 pounds. Like, pray for the league. Pray.
I think he's literally Derrick Henry's size, isn't he?
How big is Derrick Henry?
No.
Derrick Henry's got to be like 270 or something
that. Stupid.
Hold on. Talk amongst yourself.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's the case. All I know is that's a big motherfucker just running at you. And, like, I mentioned that because, you know, you've seen Lamar Jackson get hit quite often. Am I right?
Keep going.
Yeah. You see players like Lamar Jackson, like, and just like, oh, dude, it's one hit and he's fucking crumpled, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have that fear with Justin Fields because that dude's just built like a tank.
Justin Fields, 6'3", 237 pounds. Derrick Henry, 6'3", 247 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's a massive individual.
It's a big boy, man. It's a big boy.
Oh, my God.
That's an athlete.
So you're telling me that Justin Fields stands next to Mark Ingram and he would make him look little also?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yep. Guys, I want another good performance out of Justin on Sunday. I want the offense to just score points.
Keep it going.
Jack Sanborn, go have another game.
Go have another game.
20 tackles.
That's fucking 18 solo.
And I just want health for my young guys, especially with games like this where it doesn't matter for us and it doesn't matter for them. Let's just keep it safe. Have a good time. Get your juice box. Get your fruit cups afterwards. Get back on the plane and we're going fucking home. Healthy. And we scored 30 points. That's a W.
Bears.
Let's do a little We Win If, right? Mm-hmm. So you get to dinner time on Sunday. Right, you're all excited. Pouring yourself a scotch.
What are we having?
Whiskey. Whiskey.
Yes.
Whiskey. Guys, and you say, hey, my favorite football team won a game today. What a fucking Sunday. Producer Jake, how did we win? We win it.
There's only one way. And it's just the defense can stop them to 20. 21. Three scores. That's the only way They just can't do it.
I think we win if you win the turnover different turnover battle and you're like plus two on it. You need like considerably more turnovers than them. You're going to score. Just you got to have more opportunities to score than they did. You got to force turnovers because I don't have any faith that the defense can stop really anybody for 21 points.
I think the Bears have like if you broke the game into offense, defense, special teams, and officiating, the Bears need to win three of those to win a game.
I enjoy that.
And the loser is probably defense.
You need to be 3 of 5 yeah. for a win. It's pass fail. Yeah. Producer or intern Jose, how do we win?
If you guys score 35, because we got to hit the over.
Alternate 60.
Alternate 60. 35 to 30.
A little bit of cushion there. But realistically,
God, 60.
I mean, just score over 30 because you know that defense is going to give up points. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to not think that this Bears team is going to continue to roll.
40. Oh,
I don't know if I'd go to work on Monday. If we scored 40 points. I think I would just, this is where I lie. Guys, I'm excited. I'm excited for a garbage time game. Let's see more offense and yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Guys, let's do a little Sammy Stats question of the week, all right? Producer Jake has this week Sammy Stats question of the week.
All right, guys. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? I'm going to open the conversation with Goose. Those motherfuckers.
I've got beef with geese.
Just shitting everywhere.
No. But geese that get hit by cars. Geese that get hit by cars are just rude. They're just lazy. You could have flown.
You can fly.
You can fly, and you're choosing to walk across this street. And they're probably, yeah, when they're walking across, motherfuckers.
You'll stop.
You're going to fucking wait for me. You're not going to fucking hit me. I'm a protected animal.
So it sounds like you're victim blaming over here.
Maybe a little, but fuck geese, dude. I agree.
Dude, the geese at my high school were on site.
Geese are rude.
You'd walk past one, and it's game on.
Potawatomi geese
are motherfuckers.
Geese are motherfuckers, bro.
Rude-ass animal.
Like house cats. I've always thought that if house cats were bigger, they would kill their owners.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just how it would be.
It's fucking leopard in your house, yeah. Dude.
It's cats. Who would be rude? Something like pleasant looking.
Can we say insects or like bugs?
Incest.
Yeah, I will allow it.
A hornet.
Oh, motherfucker.
Those are some fucking angry motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Flamingos.
You think so?
Just think about it. It's a very pretty. Mm. It's probably.
You think they're stuck up?
They're just assholes. Mm. Don't flamingos look like they're. Hmm.
Everybody thinks very they're soft judgy. Too, right?
Yeah, little bitch.
I know, bitch.
I don't know why. I'm going to sprain my neck doing that, but little mother. My knees bend this way. Fuck you.
Seagulls.
Mine.
Anything with wings?
Bitch. Anything with wings, just birds.
Basically, I would say anything with wings. You know how like pleasant dogs would be.
Dude.
We could hear dogs. I don't know if I would want to hear it all the time, though. Dad. ball play. It's like fucking 3 a.m. Shut up. I wish I never met that shaman. I never wanted to hear you speak.
Oh,
we have taken this far as usual. What's other ones? Give me one more. Like a pleasant one.
Let's see.
Parrots already can talk.
Parrots can. I think they're nice. They're just content in their cages.
Would animals have accents? Like kangaroos? Mm. Like,
yes. Fuck yes.
Aussie.
Blimey.
Just a chihuahua sounded like a bison.
Hey! I'm fucking down here! This is rude to me.
What would be rude? A crocodile. I think a crocodile would be rude.
I think it'd be chill.
Really?
Saw it.
They're just laying there sunbathing.
Yeah, you know what? I take that back. They are pretty fucking chill, dude.
I just picture Finn yelling. Help!
We've got off the rail.
This is fucked up.
Hyenas.
Yeah.
Hyenas.
Dude, hyenas.
Laughing motherfuckers.
Oh, they are.
Otters. Yeah. All right.
Let's be done. Killer whales. Low-key dickheads to, like, the greater...
Everybody?
You see what they do to seals?
Aqua Kingdom.
Like, when they're on their little ice path and they coordinate knock. Attacks and then just fucking flip them over.
They do that to sharks.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They wombo combo.
There's
they
a whale! Knock them out of the-
It's fucking crazy. That was a really good one.
Thanks.
That's yeah.
He's so good.
Good question.
Guys, let's move on, right? Let's do a little sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We'll start with the Blackhawks. Producer Jake, are we good?
So, you know how the roller coaster started at a screaming downhill and then somehow defied the laws of physics and went to a peak and then went screaming back downhill? We're still screaming back downhill.
This is an underground roller coaster.
Yeah.
Deeper.
They're scoring goals and they're giving up a lot of goals. So they're kind of doing, you know, what we thought they would.
So the over's hit in.
Yes.
Good.
It's not good.
Good.
Have we traded Patrick Kane yet?
No.
Will we be?
No. We? Patrick Kane for life.
Okay. You sure?
Yes. I want a statue.
Let's move on, guys. We'll talk about the Chicago Cubs. On the Cubs side,
nothing.
Everything's pointing towards spending.
Okay.
Everything's pointing towards spending.
That's the message we're getting.
I hope.
That's the message. You're not like the White Sox.
Right.
The Cubs are.
I hope for your sanity that happens.
That we spend money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. It'd be devastating if
and
you go out and like.
Please. Get Abreu, because I swear if I see that fucker in a Houston Astros jersey, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, that'd be sad. That'd be pretty sad.
I would love Abreu on the side.
But like, it sounds like from what Jed said, like they're basically like they intend on getting back into like 2016 through 2019. I believe they were a top five payroll, top three payroll in the league. And they've said they are anticipating spending that level again.
Good. I mean, there's no reason for them not to. We're in a huge market. We have so much invested in the infrastructure around the field as well, too. So, I mean, we have to spend money.
But it doesn't matter. You guys go to the games even when they're bad. You still sell out.
Because we like a good time.
Right.
Sorry for having fun.
Part of that argument doesn't matter. They're going to sell out.
Yeah, they're definitely going to.
They are, which is fine, yeah. At least if we're going to go and flock like mad. Make the team on the field good.
But I don't think we're being complacent either. Like, there's a lot of fans just like, come on, man. We got to at least give us a product. Yeah, we're going to go, but.
That's being complacent.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
That is being complacent.
Yeah. Psych.
I think that there's a new standard when it comes to Cubs baseball after 2016. And you were willing to, especially because you had a couple NLCS appearances. And, like, although towards the end of it, you know, it wasn't what we were hoping it would be. Like, everybody's still a little reasonable in a sense that, like, you know, there's going to be a lull and you got to rebuild it. I think we've been in this lull longer than we would want to be. But that's where the apathy and that's where kind of the frustration with the team started. And that's why I think we're at this point where you see them, like, you have all this money. Like, let's spend some money and let's rebuild this club like we were hoping you guys would do right away. Like, but I think it's just a little different culture now as a fan. Like, you expect more out of them. You don't. The whole lovable losers thing, like, that shit's dead.
That's true.
That died when you won your ring. Like, now at this point, okay, like everybody else, we love you. You get a couple years to fix your shit. But if this shit isn't fixed, we got issues.
Yeah, and then you see teams like the Phillies, too, that also, like, spend money and look where they got, you know? So,
I hope for your sanity.
I hope.
Cody Bellinger to the Cubs.
Cody Bellinger, they're in on Carlos Correa. They're going to be in on all these big
times. You guys want Cody Bellinger?
I hope he could bounce back. I know he had a rough year, but.
Rough couple years.
He also once was an NL MVP, so let's
I think he'll be affordable.
So was Chris Bryant, I know, but don't worry.
Yeah. Could be the Ben Simmons of baseball.
Shut up. Talk to me about your dead ass ball club. What's up with the White Sox?
Nothing. Nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Literally nothing has happened.
When are we going to Sox Fest?
Sox Fest is not happening again.
Wait, what?
This is a couple weeks ago. Sox Fest isn't happening because they're afraid to like face their fans.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I mean, no one's that outwardly said
it. Couldn't
be
us.
Couldn't be us.
Couldn't be us.
Couldn't be us. What do you got against the Marquee Network? Yeah. That's that motherfucker. He stood up there with his balls in his hand and talked to us. Cubs Fest, you motherfuckers. The White Sox.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Not Sox Fest. Not Jerry. Not Rick.
Oh, my God. All right. How do you feel about the White Sox basically admitting that, like, they're not going to be aggressive spenders in free agency? And we're running it back.
You got to hope for the farm. Oscar Colas, you know, all that. That's the boys. That's the update. We have done nothing,
guys,
and we
normally
will probably do nothing.
I'm going to peel back the curtain here. Like, normally Jake's got some notes. He's got a notepad out to talk about the White Sox. He's got some numbers. He's got
Jake, not this week.
Jake was just slumped in the chair.
It's like, fuck it, the farm. That's
poor guy.
The answer.
We need the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, and Eloy to be healthy, because my God, if he is healthy, that man is the key. He is good with a bat in his hand, not in left field.
Yeah, no more walls.
Guys, moving on to the Chicago Bulls.
Oof.
You guys like hot takes?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
It's time to trade everybody.
Oh, and he's joined Dale.
It's time to blow it up.
Blow it up?
Guys, it's time to blow it up.
You gave yourself like a 2-year window to try to, you know, get something done. It ain't gonna get done.
You built the greatest. Yeah, you built the greatest 2002 basketball team. This team in 02, fuck me. The 02-03 champs, but this is 2022. You do not have shooters. You are 11th in the Eastern Conference right now. I believe you've lost what, 5 or 6 in a row now?
Five of the last six
you have lost. Like, it was fun. It was a good try. But you need to take a step back, look at this thing big picture, and say, even at their peak, even if Lonzo Ball comes back, at their peak, is this team good enough to win a championship?
The Bulls executives need to manage this team like Jose manages his dynasty fantasy football team. If it ain't working, get rid of them and reload next year.
Ship them. Ship everybody.
Rinse and repeat.
You have to. Especially, you got fucking, what's his name? Wembanyama?
Wembanyama.
Suck it up.
Dude.
Sell everybody today.
If we get Victor, I mean, I think you're right. I think Dale was right.
Dale was right. I bet you Dale's listening to this right now. God. And just like losing his shit. Like, I fucking told you. And yes, he 100% did.
It was a very heated discussion.
I want to see Red, man. Like, I really fucking want to see Red. Lonzo comes back. We'll make a huge turn. We're better. But this ain't it. And I still think you get a lot of good value for like a DeMar DeRozan right now too, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I think it's time to blow it up.
And you had to pay, like, you had to pay Zach LaVine.
Yeah, you can't let him walk.
You couldn't let him walk. You had to pay Zach LaVine unless you were making the determination like the off season that like, hey, this year we're gonna tank and we're gonna blow it up right now. We're not gonna pay him and we're shipping everybody.
Yeah,
but like you owed it to yourself to try. But at this point, come on, guys. Like, what are we doing here?
We haven't seen people like Pat Will make that jump either. So it's just like, fuck. I think it's time.
Blow it up.
Yeah. And maybe you can trade someone like a Zach LaVine for an expiring contract or something, like a really horrendous deal, like a Russell Westbrook type. But we'll see. I don't know. It's time to suck.
I think you don't have a choice.
It's Wembanyama season. Let's do it.
You might not have a choice.
And it's funny because all the teams
do. We have our first.
We have our first.
Year, right? Yeah.
Do we have our first?
We have our. I gotta think we do. Who would we have traded
for? What did you trade for the Vooch?
We do.
What did you trade for Vooch?
It was this year, wasn't it? I think it might be this year's.
We'll do a little research here. But yeah, that's my worry with the rest of the East. I mean, and even the bad teams are going to get better in the East. You know, like Kyrie's going to come back and that Nets team is going to eventually play like they're supposed to play. Like Embiid and the Sixers. like Jimmy and the Heat.
Yeah.
Like those teams that like are at the bottom, they will move to the top. And then you got other teams in the East that have gotten better. And then you look at the absolute powerhouse that is the Western Conference.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys. What are we doing here?
And it sucks, too, because you're seeing young teams like the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? It's like, fuck. We really need to blow it up because we're not going to be able to compete with that roster over the next 2 years or so, yeah. 2-3 years.
Yeah.
We do own our first round pick.
Okay, so.
Oh, wait, I lied. No, we don't.
See, you can't even tank for Wembanyama.
Can't even fucking tank.
Nope. We should have taken a chance on Michael Porter Jr.
That is sad.
That's what I would have loved to see. Sad. Everybody was so worried about his back. Man, that dude is going to be a star.
Mm-hmm. I think he wanted to come to Chicago, too.
Yeah. And what, that was a Wendell draft instead?
Yep.
Which then became, oh, man. It'd be like that.
It'd feels be like bad. That.
Boys, anything else on the Bulls?
Nope. Trade them.
See red.
Then let's, yeah, see red. Then let's move on, guys. Let's do some schmegments and let's get the fuck out of here. Who can or cannot dog sit for you, producer Jake? Who can watch your dogs? Plural. You got two.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with not watching that guy. Or sorry, dog sitting is the FTX guy.
Okay.
FTX is a company. This guy, one of the biggest Ponzi schemes of all time. FTX was everywhere. They were in the world. They were on umpire's chest plate in baseball. Yep. This company was everywhere. The cryptocurrency exchange made fucking millions upon millions. And then the guy was just secretly pulling out like $10 million at a time into an offshore bank account and getting around like all these red flags. It's like up there with Madoff and Enron.
Whoa.
It's fucking crazy. Tom Brady and Giselle lost so much fucking money.
Yes.
They were heavily invested in FTX.
Larry David. That poor Larry David wasn't, but he was. He said he didn't have FTX, but he did. Damn.
It's crazy how much. Did you see what he did on Twitter?
No.
So he was posting like one-word tweets, like one-letter tweets. Like 30, 40 of them at the same time was deleting old tweets. So there was no change in how many total tweets. So they wouldn't suspect anything. Then people caught on and they started archiving all of his shit. He's fucked, man. He's so fucked. Just an absolute scumbag. We're pretty creative to try to delete your tweets that way, though.
Intern Jose, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Max Verstappen.
Tell us, what is this?
Race car driver?
A Red Bull Formula One driver. This past weekend, they were in Brazil. His teammate, Checo, is currently second in the driver standings. This weekend's the last race. He had orders on the final lap to just let his teammate go through. He had already won the championship, Max. He has nothing to really race for. And instead said, no, fuck him. I'm just going to continue going. So now Checo goes into the final weekend tied for second, and there's a chance that he's not going to win it. So Max pretty much just screwed over his fucking teammate, who almost single-handedly won him the championship last year, and has a brown brother, Sergio Perez, from Mexico. I have his back. Fuck Max.
I've never understood how teammates work in racing.
They're actually the biggest competitors. You're always measured against your teammate, so they're actually your biggest rival.
Oh.
Which is strange, but like he already sold up the championship, so there's no reason to not let him pass.
Well, if he's his biggest rival, then I'm not surprised he didn't let him
pass. But that's his teammate. He has nothing to race for. I mean, he's Mexican. Like, there's just no reason.
Mexican. Guys, not dog sitting for me is Ticketmaster.
Dude.
Not because of Swifties, right? It's because you kind of blew it. Like, you guys, it was just a total like fumble on their part on sending all these pre-sale codes. You're expecting 1.5 million. You had 14 million on the track. You got by the bots, the whole thing. Like, you guys put together a horribly, horribly run, like not even events, like process. And now like you got people pissed. 90,000 on the resale market for some of those Taylor dude, Swift tickets, dude.
Insane.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And they're going to pay it too. You know, there's just like some rich Southerners who have all that money and be like, their 13-year-old daughter wants to go to a concert. Here's 40 grand.
Well, it's just fucked. Like, it's just such a fucked up process for, like, really the ticket buying process in general. Like, that whole thing has become so monopolized. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
The convenience thing always fucks me up. What's that?
Is Live Nation still a thing?
Yeah, they're owned by Ticketmaster.
Yeah, it's fucking Monopoly, man.
Oh, that, dude, it's totally like crazy. That. Like, legitimately, like,
they own all ticketing.
That's so shit.
And like, what do you do? Like, you just pay it.
And their fees are dog shit too. How many fees Ticketmaster has? Oh my god.
What's unless you can get it like directly? Dude,
and as a ticket seller with the White Sox, I mean, you know too. Yeah. You get feed on both ends. So like the submitter of the ticket gets feed, and then the person purchasing the ticket gets feed.
They make so much fucking money.
So I just thought that was crazy. And then I do enjoy like people bitching all over Twitter about it though. Like they're gonna January 6th the Ticketmaster. these fucking white girls are pissed.
Dude, I was gonna try to stick them on you and just like show them your tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted them to bully you so fucking.
They
bad.
Got bigger fish to fry you because you've been bullied by our fucking fans.
Yeah, I have been bullied. Want you guys to feel the exact same.
Oh
way.
My god. Let's do Who's Not That Guy. I will start and I'll kick it back.
Okay.
This week's Not That Guy is Todd Downing, the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, yes.
Got
caught up in the Green Bay mess.
Little bit of a Dewey, right? Little bit of riding his bike to work for the next couple months. Hey, can you breathe into this for me so I can start my car? Got a DUI. Apparently, I saw the report and it was like Green Bay reported it, but they got fucked up on the plane on the way back and then got the DUI from wherever they landed at Tennessee going home. Speeding.
I like the story better when he gets a DUI
in Green Bay. Well, when I first heard the story, it was like 4:30 in the morning. And apparently, like, I thought because it was Green Bay reporting first, it was like, damn, like, this dude just said, yeah, you guys go back to Tennessee. I'm going to tie one on here. I got a couple stops I got to make real quick. I'll catch you guys back in Tennessee in the morning. But like, no, I got fucked up on the plane. And then that kills the buzz really quickly. So Todd Downing, not that guy.
I thought the state of Wisconsin is just like making a murderer him and just like just fuck him up, you know.
Jose, who's this week's not that guy?
Seth and cousin Jimmy. Oh. Fuck you guys.
Dude,
these voicemails is a declaration of war. I've been bullied.
I've been
abused. Going on Twitter has been an absolute nightmare recently. But I'll be back. You better fucking pray Justin Fields rushes for like 200 yards this weekend. If he doesn't, I'm gonna go into my little fucking cave and just make a lot of memes. I'm gonna flame the fuck out of both of you. Love you guys though. You guys have made Twitter entertaining, but fuck them. Declaration of war.
Love this. Producer Jake.
Not that guy is your friend Yasiel Puig. The man's out of baseball.
Yeah, it's not
good. Going to jail.
It's not good.
Underground gambling ring. Made like 900 bets in 3 months.
Fucking crazy. Tennis bets, too. It's
all types of like.
Jose's like, that's it.
That's it. That's my Thursday night. The fuck is wrong with you? On like crazy shit.
It was about obscure sports.
On like
right?
Korean.
Yeah. Like Korean basketball.
Yeah. Let he who hasn't bet on Korean basketball cast the first stone.
That's true.
Do you see how much he lost?
No.
I think he lost his first like issue was like $290,000. Then he paid $200,000 just to be able to keep betting. And that's when he went on that fucking 900 bet surge.
Where was he playing baseball? I assumed he was still playing.
I don't know. He was still playing, but I'm not sure where.
I don't think he was playing like in the MLB this
year. No.
He was somewhere. Yeah.
Man, that guy had a cannon.
Not good.
Free Puig.
No, I don't know about that. Nah. Is that everybody for Not That Guy?
Yep.
So just an honorable Not That Guy. FIFA/Qatar.
Oh, World Cup. Here we come.
World Cup. And it's really just because, like, did you guys see that they're banning beer sales?
Mm-hmm. What?
They're banning beer sales at the World Cup. Qatar. What is happening here?
After they promised that they would allow Budweiser beer there, too.
Well, and you're putting these people, it's 110 degrees. You're not going to give him a bush.
I mean, alcohol does dehydrate you.
There's water in beer.
Yeah, true. Very true.
There's water in beer.
Now they're going to actually have to watch soccer, too. So this is going to infuriate them. But can you imagine being like a Mexican fan just flying over there expecting to have the fucking time of your life? They party. All these people, Argentinian fans, And then you can't do anything.
They're going to find it, dude. How many people are they going to get locked up in some sketchy, like, labor camp in fucking Qatar? God.
They're going to fucking build the next stadium, Swats.
I guess quick preview then for the World Cup. U.S. chances of making out of pool play.
100%.
I'd say with that group, like...
First round exit, second round exit.
Well, it depends on who we get, right? But I don't think they're good enough to really go to the quarters.
No. And it does depend on what side of the bracket, like how the other tables end up playing out. But
I believe.
All right. I believe that we will.
That's going to be fun.
I believe that we will.
That's going to be fun. It's always fun when World Cup comes back. I will say, like, I'm not as immersed in the World Cup as I was. Like,
I think it's because I don't play FIFA anymore.
I don't play as much FIFA anymore.
Dude, Qatar also zapped all of my energy.
That's the thing. Man. I haven't been able to, like, get excited about it because it's, like.
It's football season.
It should be. It always happens in the summer.
In the spring or summer.
Yeah, that is true. They changed up the time of year.
It's football season.
There's no beer. Because
it'd be 130 degrees during the summer in fucking Qatar. Like, what are we doing here?
We should not be there.
We should
not be there.
Seth Blatter, you ass.
Let's go, FIFA.
Yeah.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 56. On Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast. Twitter, @ The Bare Min Pod. Instagram, The Bare Minimum Podcast. Venmo, always open, @ The Bare Minimum. If you guys are looking to sponsor an episode, throw a little to the boys. I know Sam recently dropped off that money over to Care. To Tails Humane Society. So super stoked that we got to help those guys out. Shout out to anybody that came to the tailgate. That was a good time too. Guys, be on the lookout for 57. We'll see who of the interns are back, see who the hosts are back. Just know that we love doing this with you guys every week, and we're so stoked that you guys keep having us back. See Red, bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
Peace.
Bears. Jake likes poopy porn.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
The boys are back.
Go ahead, get down.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Well.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.